Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
And we've seen from the time they come and between the time they leave, there's between 10 to 20% increase in perceptions of farming. So we've seen positive impact in that way.
Welcome to Ag Bioscience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. I'm Kayla Chittister, producer of the podcast. I am here with Megan Kuhn this week from Purdue University, this week's host of the show. Megan, thank you for joining me on Ag Bioscience.
Thank you so much for having me. It was so fun.
A very appropriate episode for you to host, as you are a veteran of Indiana Soybean Alliance and sort of one of the founding communicators of the Glass Barns launch. And you got to host Hannah Vorselick from Indiana Soybean Alliance this week.
It was so fun to kind of reminisce and think of back, you know, 13 years ago on all of the work we did, and now to see it what it is today. Just awesome.
Walk me through some of the memory lane you went down on this conversation, because there are T-shirts floating around this studio set that are very vintage that I can recall seeing as a journalist in my time. But walk me through some of the conversation and some of your high level takeaways.
It was just so fun to kind of reminisce and think back on why the Glass Barn, why Indiana soybean farmers invested in this on the north side of the Indiana State Fair, which has a rich history of showcasing agriculture. But we were able to kind of, you know, really bring in the modern agriculture and really kind of talk about kind of why the Glass Barn, why that name, and what all it entailed inside and out.
And beyond these 15 days of the Indiana State Fair, right? I mean, the classrooms that come in throughout the year and do the field trips, the educational piece it brings 365 days a year.
I mean, to have, you know, what, 10,000 plus, you know, school children from Indiana and probably beyond when you think about the online experiences to come into to experience a Glass Barn and leave. Talking about, you know, going home and talking about, you know, farming and soybeans and pigs and their pizza. It's just a great, it's a testament to the forethought of Indiana soybean farmers that they made that investment and that it, you know, it's 13 years later, it's still going strong.
Especially in a time where that consumer voice is growing a little bit louder and their curiosity is growing more and more. What a time to have that as a staple that is here, where they can come and continue to learn the very foundations of what this industry is.
Right. From the people doing the work,
exactly.
Right? From the farmers who are in the fields and in the barns. I think it's priceless, really.
Yeah. A conversation across the entire agricultural value chain. Thank you for coming and having it, Megan. We really appreciate you hosting this week.
Well, thanks for having me. It was so much fun.
Please enjoy this week's conversation with Hannah Vorselick from Indiana Soybean Alliance, talking about the Glass Barn on Ag Bioscience.
So, Hannah, thanks for joining us today on Ag Bioscience. So 2013 was when the Glass Barn, presented by Indiana Soybean Farmers, debuted here at the Indiana State Fair.
Yep.
Can you tell us a little bit about, just for those who haven't been here before, what is a Glass Barn and what should they expect?
Yeah. So like you said, Glass Barn has been around since 2013. So it is an educational building on the north side of the fairgrounds. And within the Glass Barn, there are exhibits, educational exhibits. There's photo booths. There's a big screen where you can hear about farmers and what farmers are doing every day. We actually go live to a farmer three times a day on their farm. So it's a way to really bring the community to the farm without them actually being on the farm, because that's one thing that we want to do with Indiana Soybean Alliance is really tell that story of farmers and what they're doing on their farm and the farming story. So
I love that. And so maybe expand a little bit about like why the Glass Barn, why that name?
Yeah. So I think it was back, I mean, Megan, you were my boss at the time when this came on.
Maybe a little bit. Yeah.
Makes it kind of fun. So I may like turn that question on you, but I think it was back in 2011 or so, 2010, when Cindy Hoy, she's the executive director of the fair, and our executive director, Jane Aide Stevens, they started having conversations about what can we do on the fairgrounds? You know, this is the perfect place to reach consumers about farming. And we've had a small presence there, but what can we do and what does the fair need? And so those conversations started happening, and then, you know, brought it to the board, and our board members were really excited about doing something as well, and decided, you know, as farmers, they wanted to bring that investment and make that investment with farmer checkoff dollars into building the barn so that they could continue to educate consumers about what they're doing on their farm.
And really bring them in to the, right, bring them into the, to the, and fully kind of immerse them into the, to the experience in different ways. I love that.
Yep. And the Glass Barn name, so you mentioned, it's kind of funny because I remember, and you probably remember some of these conversations, like we had all kinds of names that we were throwing out, and we had the nickname Glass Barn. And so we kept calling it internally, like the Glass Barn. And we had these names like, oh, the Indiana farming experience and all of this. And then what ended up sticking is the Glass Barn, because it's simple, it's easy to remember. So that was kind of fun. And the other reason, so I remember we talked about with our farmers, and our farmers really wanted to provide that transparency and that transparency of agriculture. And so I remember Jane saying, we need a barn with all windows, like full out windows there in the barn. And, you know, we got the plans together, and it was just going to be way too expensive to make a building out of all windows. And so there's
still hot.
Very hot. Yes. That was the other thing with all the technology, all the light coming in and everything. So those were fun conversations that we had, and the way it's kind of evolved, the name kind of evolved in there, but really trying to provide that transparency. And that's really how it became the Glass Barn.
Yeah. Well, great. You talked about the evolution, and you've been there. You referenced it. You were there in the beginning. You were the one, I remember, you know, with these big plans, sitting on a bus. We were at a meeting somewhere, and you were just going through and proofreading and looking at everything.
Oh, yeah. Was that in Chicago?
I think so. I can't remember. Yeah, but I know it was a bus.
Yeah.
But talk about that evolution, right? You've been there. You know, you saw it from day one when we cut the ribbon until it is what it is today. Kind of talk through what that evolution of the barn looked like.
Yeah. So I've always had exhibits within the barn, and the photo booth. We had the farming game where people can play
you
against
grow.
Each other. Yeah. Yeah. We grow.
We grow.
And are you farm?
You farm. Oh, look at us. We don't even know our names.
You farm. We grow. Theater. We had all those fun exhibits and over time exhibits, they kind of fall apart a little bit, and the technology, it changes. And so over the last 3 or 4 years, we've made a lot of updates. We now have a giant combine simulator in the barn.
So cool.
It was actually made out of real combine parts. Our fabricators, they went to a junkyard and they looked for the best parts that they could use. And they pulled pieces off of this combine and pieces off of this combine, and they brought those in.
Such a spirit of farmers, right?
Yeah. And they brought those in. So we'll have farmers come in to the Glass Barn, and they'll say, I know what combine that is. That's a John Deere. And we're like, yep, that part is
that
from
part
a John Deere.
Like,
so so we really want to make it as real as possible. So that's been a big change over the years, just changing those exhibits up. But really, I mean, the core of the Glass Barn has really stayed the same. And we want to tell that story of farming, of agriculture, and what farmers are doing. We may nuance that a little bit with some of our messages and what resonates with the consumer, but the message still has stayed the same throughout.
And really, it's a great example of how technology changes, right?
Yes.
You know, technology continues to evolve. Agriculture, our everyday lives, and that's the same in the Glass Barn. It just keeps, moving forward and making it better.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that.
Yep, exactly.
So Indiana Soybean Alliance, at the core, is all about soybean farmers. It's serving its soybean farmers. So, and the Glass Barn is an investment of Indiana soybean farmers.
Yep.
So talk a little bit about their reaction to the Glass Barn and how they feel about it, and if they feel like it's served its purpose.
Yeah. So I'll start with our board members. So we have a 24-member board of farmers from all over the state. And ever since the beginning of the Glass Barn, our board members have been very supportive of it and have been excited to invest additional dollars into making it, what it needs to be, and just really excited about the opportunities that exist with it. One thing our board members did say in the beginning is we want to make sure that this isn't just during that 17-day state fair, exactly, that we have the Glass Barn open throughout the year. And so we partner with the Indiana State Fair, and they have classrooms that come in. So there are school field trips. I just went on a field trip with my daughter to their farm to pizza. And as part of that, they come to the Glass Barn and they learn about hog farming. So they get to watch the video of Heather Hill of hog farming. And then they bring that back and they learn about pepperoni and the different ingredients that come from that. And so Glass Barn is part of that education throughout the year. They get about 10,000 students that come through. And there's also virtual learning programs. And so that was a big push by our board. And they really appreciate having that year round as well as the 17-day fair. We do farmer surveys. We hear from our farmers that is a project that they like to see. Educating consumers about soybeans and about the farm is something we always hear that the farmers want their checkoff dollars to go to, in addition to the others, you know, market development, new uses, and all of those other things that we prioritize as a board. And so we hear back from farmers. We get farmers coming into the Glass Barn all the time and say so we've collected our hats every year. We have farmers who submit their family photos, and we put those photos in the Glass Barn. Yeah. So we want to feature them and elevate them to that consumer audience. So we do get very positive feedback from our farmers.
And I'm assuming you get some of them that volunteer during the 17 days?
Yeah, we do. We put out volunteer requests, and we do get farmers that come in and volunteer as well.
That's always fun, too. Yeah. They get to that hands-on and sees how that goes.
For sure.
Excellent. So that's the farmer feedback on that. And I think that's always, it's good, right? Because they're the ones who are supporting it. But what about on the consumer side? How are consumers reacting to it other than just coming in every year to get their hat?
Yeah, so we do surveys every year. It's a really good question because we want to know that too. Like, are we making an impact? Like, what is the impact of the education that we're providing and all of that? And so we do surveys, and our surveys come back very positively from the time they come to the barn and experience, and then from the time they leave. They take two different surveys, and we've seen from the time they come and between the time they leave, there's between 10 to 20% increase in perceptions of farming. So we've seen positive impact in that way. So we continue to survey. We've been doing that from the beginning. And then it's kind of fun, Megan. I mean, you know, we always look for Glass Barn hats. It's one of the things, we give away hats at the barn. We've done that every year. It's been a tradition. And so we'll text each other, like, you know, when we see a hat
One in
there.
The wild.
We call it Glass Barn hat in the wild.
One thing I remember when we were talking about the Glass Barn and really of what we wanted it to do. Mm-hmm. And I, as you were talking about the survey and stuff, and I just remember we had this long list of, we wanted to know how the technology, we wanted to know, you know, that, you know, how we use chemicals, and we have to that, and that we really, as we thought about it, we really did dial that down and say the number one goal of the Glass Barn, we capture them for maybe 5, 10, 15 minutes at most, is that we want them to leave feeling good about farming and Indiana soybean farmers. So I'm so excited that those survey results year after year show that perception continues to be a good one.
So, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
A healthy company is a blessing, but a well-insured company is a necessity. That's why Indiana Farm Bureau offers more affordable health plans for eligible members. Whether you have just a handful of employees or a larger enterprise, building a stable business demands employees who are just as strong and healthy. Indiana Farm Bureau can help with health plans that include medical, dental, vision, and Medicare supplement insurance plans. And you can sign up for membership and apply for an Indiana Farm Bureau health plan any time of year. Indiana Farm Bureau understands the cost of healthcare has rapidly become one of the largest expenses for many small businesses. We invite you to compare our health plans to your current coverage. We're confident you could find significant savings. To learn more about the health plan that's right for you, visit infbhealthplans.com and make the switch today.
So Hannah, now I want to get a little specific on the what happens in the Glass Barn during the State Fair, all of the great exhibits. And one that is a personal favorite of mine is the Light Farmer Chats. Mm-hmm. So can you tell a little bit about, you know, what those are, you know, how they're run and kind of what the response is, maybe some of the common questions that people ask?
Sure. Yeah. It's one of my favorites too, because like I said earlier, you know, the people here on the fairgrounds, a lot of them don't get out to farms. They don't get to see them. And here on the fairgrounds, you're really limited on showing people a real farm. Yeah. And so what we've had the opportunity to do, and our farmers have been awesome and have volunteered to do this with their time, is we go live 3 times a day to a farm in Indiana. So at 11 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 4 o'clock. And we have a host in the Glass Barn, and they will ask some questions to our farmer, who's ever there that day, and then open it up for questions of the audience. And so the audience, they'll ask all kinds of questions, and it's kind of fun. You know, I remember when we first started discussing these farmer chats, and we were like anticipating all these like really tough questions about GMOs, about pesticides, about all of this. And what you find with these, we do address those within the chat, right, already, but what you find with these is it's all about the, like, coming back to the basics. Like, they ask, how many pigs do you have? How do your crops get watered? It was really cute. There was a farmer that we interviewed, Joe Steinkamp. He was great. And I'll never forget this. There was a little girl who asked the question, do you comb your hair every morning? And, and it just cracked me up because you could tell he was kind of caught off guard. And so just those innocent questions. But, you know, it's also a reminder to us that farming is very distant from a lot of people. And so the basic questions are really what they want to know. Yeah. Like, what's a combine? What's a tractor? What, you know, how many people work on your farm? Just those basic questions. So it's been fun to see that. And then at the end of the chats, we give away a $25 grocery gift card, again, to make that connection between the food and tie it back to their groceries and to the food that these farmers are producing on their farm.
I love that. And I think one of the newer things over the last few years is the live farmer chats with the featured farmers, you know, sponsored by Corteva. Yep. So what does that bring in when they actually can see that farm family in front of them?
Yeah. I think that's awesome. So Corteva, their featured farmer program, every year they feature a new farm family. And as part of their VIP tour around the fair and featuring them in the fair, they come to the Glass Barn and they do a live chat there in the farm.
In person.
Yeah, in person. So it's really great to get them there in person. And yes, you have people that will stay afterwards and have conversations with the farmers that are there. You know, on a virtual chat, you can't really do that because you disconnect the iPad. Yeah. But there, you do see people going up to them afterwards and talking to them afterwards. And so it's kind of neat to have that connection aside from just the chat.
Yeah. It really broadens the number of farmers, right? And I love that the featured farmers are from a broad, you know, swath of Indian agriculture. So I think that's a fun,
very good point.
You know, where, you know, we made the featured farmers, you know, live chats are a little, you know, corn, soybean, you know, kind of traditional, kind of broaden that out to some really unique farms as well.
We had a beekeeper one day and honey farm. So we had them come in as one of the featured farmers, and that was really neat. So lots of neat farmers.
So beyond the live farmer chats, you know, you really, I think one of the great things about the Glass Barn is you really go through the value chain, right? You go from the farm all the way to the grocery store, and then, you know, all the amazing products that soy is made from soy, I guess. So talk a little bit about, like, what has having that, all of that, you know, in one place for, you know, for that educational experience, that connection to consumers, and what's that meant to, you know, Indiana Soybean Alliance and really to Indiana soybean farmers?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you mentioned, the value chain, like all those different steps along the way from farm all the way to plate. And we've looked at some recent consumer research that Purdue has put out on what are the priorities when it comes to food and choosing food, like in the grocery store. What are consumers looking for? And number one, it's taste. And then we have, you know, the nutrition of it. We have the affordability and the sustainability of it. So environmental impact of their food. And so those are some of the top, within the top five of what consumers are looking for. And so That being said, we answer all those questions within the Glass Barn.
One place.
Like, all in one place. Yep. Because we talk about the sustainability of farms and what farmers are doing to take care of their land and how they're improving on what they're doing. Indiana is number three in cover crops. And so the farmers are planting those cover crops to help that environment, help the soil. And so we get to touch on that. You know, farmers are very productive. They're doing more with less. And so that affordability, that message comes into play. Nutrition. Soy has a huge story to tell when it comes to nutrition, from everything, you know, from the feed that's going to animals. Like, it's a highly protein, you know, the protein for the feed, but then also to the oil that's being produced. I mean, soybean oil for decades has been proven to be a heart healthy oil option. And so we get the opportunity to meet that need through soy and through our education as well.
So I guess maybe just building on that. So with all of that, all of those consumer, you know, questions and interest, you know, looking beyond the Glass Barn, mm-hmm. what do you see some opportunities to connect with consumers, you know, through Indiana Soybean Alliance?
Yeah. You know, the Glass Barn is a building, right? And we do have the virtual learning that's taking place. So students are going through the virtual learning in their classrooms. All that's being done through the Glass Barn and the Glass Barn. But beyond that, I think there's a lot of opportunity beyond just our exhibits and in person and that kind of thing. In the digital world, digital is huge right now. And you see the social media influencers and what they're promoting out there. And so we want to be on top of that as well. And so one of the really cool projects we're working on now, we have a influencer campaign where we get social media influencers out to the farms. Oh. We just had 5 farm visits over this last month.
I've seen some of those videos.
With influencers. Great. And so we're trying to get to that consumer audience in a targeted way through the influencers where our target audience is following. So I think there's huge opportunity in the digital space as well as that in-person, which the Glass Barn kind of meets, the goal that it meets.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, you know, 13 years, 2013, you started. So what's the future of the Glass Barn? Where's it going over the next few years?
Yeah. So over the next few years, I mean, we'll continue refining that messaging, right? We'll continue looking at research and what questions they have. We'll probably get some new farmers in to do some of those live chats because, you know, it's good to have a variety of different farmers coming in as well. And, you know, exhibits, we'll probably update those within the next 5 to 10 years. They still have a lot of life on them right now, so we're not looking to do any major changes in the near future, but always room like to change out messaging and that kind of thing around the barn. So again, maybe adding on some virtual learning programs in the future. So.
So one thing you never change, never, ever, is picture you.
Oh, yeah. We're not going to take that out.
Talk a little bit about it. There's people who, like, they take their family pictures there.
Oh, yeah.
Every year, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
we
crazy.
Get people coming in. We take our Christmas picture in there every year. So, we have a picture booth, and we change out the backgrounds every year. We add a new one or two every year. And so we get people to take their pictures and send them to themselves.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's my favorite
it's
thing
to
look back on my Facebook memories and see all of the different pictures I've taken over the years.
My favorite one is with Megan with her feet up in the soybean field. We always send that one every year.
The last day of fair, I always had one where I was asleep or my heavy were up. Yep. Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, because we were tired.
Hannah, thank you so much for, you know, joining us here on the Ag Bioscience podcast, and, you know, just good luck with everything in the Glass Barn.
Yeah, it's been so fun. So, all right, thank you.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovis Indiana, brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau. Produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography and design by Kaylee Verstey. Video by Darren Cooper and 1898 Creative. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, listen, and review. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience online at agrinovisindiana.com.